Here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday, which is kind of troll day, usually, which is fine.
Great.
Troll away. I ignore most of you anyway.
Okay.
So, I was, my favorite ones are, I never listen to the show anymore, but what you just said, well, wait a minute. If you never listen anymore, why am I reading the rest of anything that comes after that? That, and nobody wants to hear about that. No, you don't want to hear about it. Breaking news, by the way. Blake Griffin will miss the remainder of the 2016 NBA playoffs.
Oh, man.
So did you bet on the Blazers to win that series?
I did not.
Oh.
As you know, I try my best not to bet NBA.
But these series prices are, there's times when you can get value, man.
I know it.
And you were on that.
I was on them. That now they're without their two best players for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, the Warriors have to be thanking their lucky stars that they're not going to see. I mean, listen, the not to say the Blazers aren't a good team. I think the Blazers are decent. I think that there's a pretty big fall off as far as chances to beat the Warriors from a healthy Clippers team to the Blazers.
Yeah.
And the Warriors are in a spot right now where they need all the help they can get, you know, until Steph Curry gets back and healthy. And now the one thing that will be a problem is Damian Lillard is not an easy task for Sean Livingston to deal with. I'm guessing Klay Thompson will see a lot of him if the Blazers do win. But if the Clippers win, it assures that the Warriors are going to have at least however long that series is to wait on Steph Curry. Because I don't think they're going to feel the need to press against a Clippers team with no Chris Paul and no Blake Griffin, because the Clippers without those two guys, I mean, DeAndre Jordan's a good player, but they're almost devoid of talent beyond him as far as, you know, talent that would worry a team like the Warriors. And he's not an offensive threat.
Yeah, it couldn't be any better for them, because if they're going to have to be without Curry for a couple weeks, either way, you're getting a broken down Clippers team or you're getting a Blazers team that you're probably better than without Steph Curry.
Yep.
So the important thing for them is to have him back for when they play the Spurs. Chase says, thoughts and prayers to the Clippers playoff chances. Yeah, that might have been the worst opening I've ever done. I got to say.
Yeah, you were a little off there.
This having Dilotti in here and having to rush.
Dude, the Lottie show has to be canceled immediately.
Yeah, this is throwing us off, man.
And my prep on Tuesdays is considerably disrupted.
Well, we basically had about 40 seconds there to get everything together before the show started, which...
I just came and sat in here about 3:15. I just came in here and said, I've got to work. And I can't work out there where everybody is because there's too many people walking through and talking.
Yeah, and they stop and...
Yeah. Yeah, I can't deal with it. So I had to just come in here, and I'm sure Dilotti wasn't a big fan of it, but it's all right. He survived, and that's what matters.
John, can we put him in the old studio? I mean, we had to do all that time in the old studio before we got this one.
We can't.
I don't think it's fair that he just gets to walk in and have the studio.
We can't. Logistically, it doesn't work.
This is why we can't have a local show before us, for this very reason. Because, you know, it takes a few minutes to get set up in here. Anyway, that's it. I'm blaming it on him. Usually I'll take the blame for things. Not today. I'm putting it all on Dilotti for an hour of baseball talk.
Yeah.
So I think we should vow not to mention the Astros at all today.
I mean, there's no need for us, right?
Right.
He just talked Astros.
He's just handled it. So...
They blew it again last night.
There's not much
to say.
That's
all you need to
know. Yeah. And if you
don't know how to run the bases.
If you missed everything he had to say, that'll all be on Podcast Arena, right, John?
That's right.
We're working on it.
Oh, so it's not on Podcast Arena
yet? No, his stuff's not up yet.
What?
Dude, I know of at least four people that would really want to listen to that. You need to...
Come on, Fred.
Well, our buddy Andy, who works here, I assumed he would be listening to the whole thing because he's like Mr. Baseball.
Into that, yeah.
Yeah, it's like porn to him. But he's also getting frustrated already. So,
as he should be.
And I'm sure Astros fan is. But, hey, that's what we got the lottie here for, so he can sit here and tell you everything that's going on with the guys every Tuesday for 1 hour. And then just screw up our intro. 713-780-ESPN. Your buddy Skip Bayless is leaving ESPN.
Thank goodness. It's about time. I think this automatically gives ESPN a little bit more legitimacy, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah.
For a company that's kind of lost some, I feel. It can't be a bad thing.
All these guys going to Fox. Now the Tirico thing is a big loss in my
opinion. That is a big loss,
I agree. But that's a different animal. Guys like Colin and Skip Bayless going to Fox, I don't think that's going to give Fox the push they want. I think they're just going to disappear. It would be like quality fighters leaving to go fight in Bellator or something. There's just nothing there for them that's going to be appealing. And for ESPN, I hope this signals a direction away from, just the trolling that they've been doing on some of these shows with some of these guys and trying to get to something that's a little more useful, because I can't watch any of that stuff. And they are becoming less and less relevant as a TV station. And so whether or not this helps or hurts, I don't know. And maybe I'm just, maybe I'm just older than their demographic now, where I just don't enjoy that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I'd at least...
Which is possible, but yeah. It's not for me either, and I'm not as old as you.
All right, well, John, you're the resident millennial. Your thoughts?
Yeah. But I know ESPN tried to keep him, and from all the reports coming out, it's saying that he wanted $5 million a year, which
that's
guessing...
absurd.
Yeah, which I'm guessing Fox is giving him, and from what I'm reading on Twitter, it looks like that First Take wanted to keep him, and Skip said, nope, I want to go somewhere else. So I think ESPN might stay in the same direction, but put somebody else in that seat next to Stephen A. Smith with the same type of personality that Skip does. So I don't think it's going
to
change.
I think they need to get rid of Stephen A. Smith, too.
Well, I get why Fox is going after all these guys, because the guy who used to run ESPN, who put them all in there in the first place, is now hiring them.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see, and I'm not going to blame Skip if he's getting $5 million a year. Hell yeah, see ya.
Yeah, of course.
You get paid, man. But I do wonder if throwing all that money at guys like this, they're going to get much of a return for it. Because I just don't see it. I don't see their numbers getting better. I don't see people seeking out Fox Sports 1 or any of these stations for this kind of stuff.
Nope.
I think people watched, that show got popular because it was on ESPN, which people were already watching. We'll see. And I wish Skip all the best.
Not me.
Hey, man.
I don't enjoy him.
I don't either, but whatever works for you. If you're gonna
I'm
get
a
paid
hater.
For, if you're going to get paid for it, good for you.
Yeah.
It's like Bill Simmons having a show on HBO now, which I can't wait to not watch.
Same. Good for him.
Yeah. He's getting paid. He's getting his opportunities, and that bit works for him. So good for them. I don't know. I guess I'm not going to suddenly start watching First Take because Skip's not there anymore.
No.
He does give us stuff to talk about. I'll miss that. So.
Okay.
Occasionally goofy stuff that you can riff off of. That's fun to have. But it's like, I'll be honest, I have no idea what Colin Cowherd said since he's moved places.
He's not crossed my television screen.
Or my Twitter feed or anything.
Well, I don't follow him on Twitter anyway. So.
Well, I did because I used to go on a show when he was here, but once he left, it's kind of like an ex-wife. You've
moved on.
Yeah, you drop him, right?
I mean, I guess so.
I'm going to follow somebody on Twitter that's not on our station anymore and I have no relationship with. What's the point?
I didn't know that's why you would follow him.
Well, that's the only reason.
Okay. Well, you showed him.
Yeah, I know. He's only got like 2 million other ones.
Yeah, he lost one.
Yeah.
See ya.
That's gonna break his heart, I'm sure. All right, we got a lot more to get to. We will open it up to phone calls next segment. It's 713-780-3776. And you're welcome to get in.
All right. I got to tell you guys about Dirt Free. As you know, the flooding messed up a lot of things around this town. And sometimes you might think that it's ruined. You got to get new carpets. It's all over. Not if you hurry. Not with Dirt Free. These guys, they've saved some carpets and floors that you would have thought would be beyond repair. They've got the best technology in the game. And a lot of these companies will leave your carpets dirtier than they found them. Dirt Free doesn't, because they've got the best technology in the game. They're not leaving behind any soapy residue or unhealthy chemicals. It'll trap dirt and allergens, make your family sick. Give Dirt Free a call. Let them help you out. 281-DIRT-FREE. They use powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are going to be fresh, deep cleaned, without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. For over 30 years, they've been cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. They can do it all. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard about it right here on my show at ESPN 97.5. They'll clean three rooms of carpet for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. Call 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373. Dirt-free carpet.
Step back out of my way, head first into the maze. I won't be broken. Never stop or hesitate.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Happy Tuesday. Crystal says, lost Skip but kept Jamel. Ugh, so annoying.
Don't get me started.
I kind of like,
because then I'm sexist. If I
kind of like Jamel, not as a broadcaster, just
you got the hots for her?
No, I wouldn't say that. I liked her.
You like her personally?
I liked her when she was a columnist a lot.
Oh, okay.
But Steven says, with sports talking head free agency, surprised ESPN didn't try to franchise tag Tirico or Skip. The thing is with ESPN is, you know, that
they don't pay.
Disney has basically told them to cut costs. So if somebody comes to them and says, hey, I'm going to make a bunch of money at Fox, they're going to say good luck.
Yep.
Which, you know, for better or worse, they're pretty good at developing talent. I think they'll be fine. And, see, this is how you guys are on a Tuesday. Guys, that's what some listeners feel about you, so stop criticizing people, and you're doing the same thing.
Then quit listening to the show.
Yeah,
dummy.
No kidding. And if you think we're doing the
what
same...
What are you doing listening to the show if that's how people... If that's how you feel about us?
By the way, we'll criticize whoever the bleep we want.
Yeah.
I mean, it's our show. You don't have to listen, but if you compare what we do to what Skip Bayless does, then, you know, you might need to. I'm going to be nice today. I'm going to be nice even to
you. You're not falling into the traps?
No, I'm going to be nice.
I like that.
You might want to spend a little more time actually paying attention, sir. How's that? Is that better?
You just tell him to suck it, man.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
You could, though.
I could. It'd be wrong. I could make jokes about, you know, I'm surprised that they let you out of recess today to do that. I'm not going to do that kind of stuff. It's wrong. I'm not doing that. Let's grab a phone call. Kumar, you get to lead it off. You're on The Blitz. Go.
Yeah. Hey, Fred and AJ, how are you guys doing?
We're doing sports, man.
That's a good thing to do, right?
That is.
Yeah, so love your show. I just wanted to make some comments on the NBA playoff scenario, if that's okay.
Okay.
You know, with the injuries that's happened to Steph Curry and what happened with Blake Griffin and Chris Paul, of course. Think about the last year when, you know, LeBron James is in a similar situation and the Cleveland Cavaliers made to the NBA Finals, even with other players. You know, Kyrie was injured, Kevin Love was injured. So I just want to know, what's your feeling as far as this year? Let's assume that if Steph Curry returns back after 2 weeks, and he's not the normal Steph Curry that we know. He's back like 60 to 70%. Do you see the scenario where you could see San Antonio Spurs and Cleveland Cavaliers meeting up in the finals because the Cavaliers are healthy at the moment?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, I think the Cavaliers are one of the teams that if everybody's healthy, the Cavaliers are one of the three teams I think that have a chance to win the title. I said before the playoffs started, to me it's either Golden State, San Antonio, or Cleveland. You know, if Golden State doesn't have Steph Curry in the finals, I don't know that they could beat San Antonio. I don't know that they could beat Cleveland either without Steph Curry for a seven-game series. I think it would be very difficult.
But a Steph Curry at 70%, maybe. And the thing is, good point that you brought up about last year with the Cavs losing those guys. That's one thing that starts happening here is that you start seeing these injuries, and it does change things. And that's why, you know, in February when the Warriors have lost four games and you're sitting, oh, wow, they're never going to lose. It's all over. And then you realize that, man, these are human beings. This isn't like playing on your – it's not like playing on PlayStation where guys don't get hurt and you can just play all the way through. And it changes the dynamic of the team. Warriors are still damn good even without him. And I think certainly good enough to win the next round without him. And it kind of depends. What if the Spurs lose somebody? It's one reason why the Spurs are pretty well built for the playoffs, though, is because they have so much depth. And they just keep finding ways to replace people. It's more of a program thing. But I think they're going to have a hard time beating the Spurs without him. If he's 100%, I think it's going to be a great series. If he's 80%, I still think they can win the series. If he's not there, I don't think they beat the Spurs.
I think it's going to be very tough for them to beat the Spurs.
But, yeah, that's the one thing that might make the NBA playoffs a little more interesting, and that's some of these injuries at the wrong time. So, Disco Biscuit tweets, yeah, y'all are just like Skip. It's like listening to the same person, and she uses his tweet. The Houston Texans will forever regret if they do not take Johnny Manziel with the number one overall pick. Yep. He will haunt them.
You guys remember when we said that, right? No, you don't. But, yeah, we're just like Skip, pretty much. Same guys.
Not quite as rich. If he's getting $5 million a year.
No. Hey, good for him.
It's a couple million more than we make, so good for him. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. And you know, you said all this stuff about apparently this has caused an uproar because Chandler Parsons says he's going to recruit Dwight Howard to Dallas, which good luck.
Okay.
Dirk says he's not retiring. You know what?
Well, bye.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I wish he would recruit all of the Rockets to Dallas. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Be my guest. They've got the same agent. I'm sure that's a place where he might wind up. But if you're the Rockets, you don't care. At this point, you're going to have to move on from all these clowns at some point and start with that. And I don't think Dwight's the problem here, I don't think he's much of a solution anymore either. I don't think he's going to be much of a solution there either. But, hey, Mavs are like the Rockets. They're out there trying. They're just trying to put pieces around their guy before he drops dead.
Good luck to him.
How long is Dirk going to be able to play? That guy's...
He's still pretty decent.
Yeah, he is.
It's the same thing we say about Tim Duncan. And Tim Duncan played less minutes, but he's still decent when he's out there.
Yeah. Still knows how to win.
Yep.
Let's try John. What's up, John?
What's up, guys? Hey, Fred, I got one for you, man. The Kentucky Derby this year. Give me your top four in a try box. And then, AJ, this one's for you. I got 200 on a plus 280 on the Cavs winning it all. What do you think?
Plus 280? I don't know. I mean, that's...
I would have liked 4-1 at least, I think.
Yeah.
Because you... Although, you've got the shortest path to the finals.
Yeah.
And... Anyway, he asked you that one, so...
I mean, I'm with you. I think 4 or 5 to 1 would have seemed more fair. I don't think it's a dumb bet. And if Steph Curry's out, you've got a puncher's chance. I mean, obviously, whatever kind of futures bet you make, you're fading the Warriors. That's all you're doing because the Warriors are a prohibitive favorite, or were a prohibitive favorite.
They're still favored. I just looked at it today.
Are they? Yesterday
they dropped below the Spurs, but I looked today and they're favored again.
Okay. Probably because of what happened to the Clippers, because they just said, oh, well, the Warriors might have trouble with the Clippers. Just kidding. Blake Griffin tore his quad and Chris Paul broke his hand. So maybe not. I think that if you make a bet on any team, you're hoping that the Warriors aren't there. And that's all you can hope for. And if the Cavs and Spurs have a 7-game series, if you've got plus 280, I feel pretty good about that.
Or you're hoping the Warriors get there but Steph injures himself in whatever clinching game got him there, that he re-aggravates it, and you're playing them without him. That's another, and that's not a silly bet if you think that's the case. I just don't know if the Cavs can beat the Spurs. That's the flip side of
it. But I don't know that they can't.
Yeah, I don't know if they can. I sure wouldn't pick them against the Spurs.
Okay.
But we'll see if they're, if those guys are healthy. That's what so much of it's going to come down to. As far as the Derby, I won't have my final plays until next week. I've narrowed it down quite a bit, but I need to see last workouts over the track. Certainly have to see the post draw on Wednesday. I'm going to have a hard time getting around Nyquist, but I've got a couple of bombers to put with him. I don't think this is a very – this isn't like last year, which was an incredibly deep field that included one super horse. I think this is a solid group, nothing special, and one horse that might be really, really good. And he may – and I think, you know, I will make some money off of it. I've had five of the last six tries in the Triple Crown. I feel pretty good about my chances next week, but you're going to have to wait because –
I feel great about your chances, Fred.
I've spent a lot more time – because I didn't have that horse that I fell in love with right away, like I did last year. I've spent a lot more time watching the prep races. And I do have, really, I think there's three horses that stand out, and there's a bunch of phonies that are going to get over bet, and those are the ones we're going to toss out, and a couple of long shots to throw in there. So we'll do that next week. As a matter of fact, we'll have a couple of guests next week to talk Derby, too. We were working on Joe Drape, who wrote a great book on American Pharoah, which I have to admit, I got the advance copy last night, sat down this morning, said, I'll read a few chapters, read the whole damn thing. It was that good. So we're going to have him on at some point, talk about that in the Derby, and then going to try to get my buddy John Scheinman on, who is also a fantastic Derby handicapper, sometime next week. So we'll have plenty of Derby talk then. Have no fear. All right. Tell you what, guys, if you're hiring and you need a place to post your job where you want the best candidates, putting it in one place is just not going to work because you never know what you're going to get. You want to find the perfect hire. You need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. That's what ZipRecruiter.com does. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, and it's all with a single click. And if you want the best people for the job, you want to get the best resumes to look at, you've got to get it out to as many people as possible. And ZipRecruiter is going to help you do that. As you guys know, I'm involved with a lot of other businesses. And the hardest thing in the world when you're using things online is if you go to one site, you're not getting a whole lot of great candidates. This is going to get you all of the best possible candidates.
And sometimes you may have gone through all the local guys and not found what you like locally. You're finding candidates in any city or industry nationwide with ZipRecruiter. You just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. You're not juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today, why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and right now, you guys can try it for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/team. That's ZipRecruiter.com/team. One more time, try it for free today. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/team.
Well, I made a deal with the devil last night when I told...
And we are back on the Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in, be happy to take some calls today. Local Music Tuesday, all these bands you are hearing on the bumper music, all from Houston. Some really good bands. And if you've you got a band, you're not hearing us. And if you're from Austin or someplace like that, that's not you. We want listenership. So Beaumont's cool. Galveston's cool. Anywhere where you can hear us without the podcast,
well, that doesn't seem fair.
Well, no, man. I want to. I mean, guys in Austin have plenty of places that'll play their music. I want to play Houston guys.
Okay.
I mean, this is to help them. 713-780-ESPN is your number. You know what? I have to admit, I missed Better Call Saul last night. Man, although I had a hockey game to watch.
No doubt, I missed it.
Yeah.
But, by the way, congrats to the Predators, Game 7.
And more importantly,
the Blues.
No, congrats to everybody who listened to me when I said under 5 goals in Predators.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gave that out yesterday, which all those techniques detailed in the great audiobook that you heard the commercial for. No, but
hey, Game 7s are almost always they're almost always pretty low scoring, right?
Well, it depends. Like last night's was right on the number. And the Blues, I got to say, the Blues, good for them. I mean, I had a hard time rooting against either one of those teams. My goodness, what a great hockey game, though. And the Blues get out to the 2-0 lead. The Blackhawks come back. That's a team that knows how to win in the clutch. And you know, I know a lot of people aren't into hockey, but playoff hockey at Game 7 is so much fun. It's so intense. And we're going to have some great series coming up. And I know there's a lot of Stars fans out there who think I hate the Stars, which I don't, by the way. I think they're a lot of fun to watch. I just think that they're probably a year away, even though they had the best regular season record. They don't really play good enough defense, and their goaltending is questionable. But, boy, they got some fun young players. That series, Blues and Stars, you're going to have the number two and number three goal scorer in the league against each other in Ben and Tarasenko. And if you haven't paid attention to the Blues, and why would you, you know, unless you're from St. Louis, that Vladimir Tarasenko is one hell of a player. 24-year-old Russian, and that's going to be a great series. I think the Blues are better in goal and better on defense. So I haven't seen a series price yet, but that's the direction I'm leaning. But part of me wants the Stars to win because I'd like to see more teams play like they do, which is just screw defense. We're going to score as many goals as we can. Just that tends not to work in the playoffs. And, oh, by the way, whoever wins out of Pittsburgh and Washington is coming out of the East.
Okay.
That's a dead mortal lock. They don't even need to play that last series.
Who's in the other series?
It's going to be – it actually starts tomorrow night. It will be the Islanders and Tampa Bay.
Tampa, that's right.
Although Tampa might get Stamkos back. He's been skating with the team. So if he does, then I think that gets a little more interesting. But if not, I don't think any – I mean, the Penguins and Caps are just playing so well right now. Yeah, the Blues are actually favored over the Stars in the series. Blues are minus 120, Stars are plus 100. So, I'm not seeing any real value in any of these. Caps minus 120, Penguins plus 100. Islanders plus 145 might not be a bad play.
I would like to see the Islanders win.
I would, too. That's another one that's got a great young player in John Tavares.
Yeah.
I mean, they're fun to watch, too.
I mean, that's kind of a, I don't know, they're one of those, I don't want to call, they're like a little brother franchise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like they're never going to be the Rangers as far as popularity, and they're always.
Well, there was a time when, I mean, you got to go way back before you were born, where they were winning a bunch of
winning,
Stanley
Cups. Yeah, but they were still not as popular as the Rangers.
No, but that's also a team that kind of snuck up on everybody, and I'm telling you, that Tavares is a hell of a player, and he's clutch, man. I mean, and they got outplayed two of those games, and basically he single-handedly won them for him. So that would be fun to watch. And the team you touted before the playoffs was San Jose. And that's going to be another great series, either San Jose and your Predators or San Jose and the Ducks. And I think that's a team to keep an eye on. I don't know if you
– I'll be cheering against them if it's the Predators.
Well, of course you will.
Probably won't be.
Plus, I will because I have one small ticket on the Predators at 24-1 to win the whole thing.
Oh, nice.
So and I have the Penguins at 8-1, but I don't – you know, that one's – the value went down so much. Let's grab a phone call. Matt, you were on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports.
Sports to you.
So it seems like every UFC pay-per-view has somebody dropping off, which totally affects the pay-per-view. Like this last one just wasn't that good. Can Dana White in UFC 200 afford to have Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz not on the card? He knows what that was going to do. For a UFC 200, which is the staple event that he has.
Can he afford to have Conor McGregor or not have Conor McGregor?
Not have.
Oh, he can afford to not have Conor McGregor because the reality is Conor McGregor, let's say UFC 200, I mean, UFC 200 is going to do, I think, close to 1 million buys without Conor McGregor. Then you have UFC 201 and you put Conor McGregor on that, and that probably does close to 1 million buys. So UFC 200 is going to be a big event. With or without that guy, every Conor McGregor fight is a big event. So I think they can absolutely afford to not have him on the card. I think it's kind of a bummer that it looks like they're not going to have Nate Diaz on the card now. Because he basically said, if he's not fighting Conor McGregor, he doesn't even want to fight. He said, I have no interest in fighting. He said, I'll go on vacation. He said, I just want to fight Conor McGregor. So, which, I mean, for good reason, because he's going to make more money that way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still interested in it as of now, but I guess it depends on who else winds up on the card at this point.
Right.
And I know they want to make that a showcase, and as they did with UFC 100, obviously you'd like to have your biggest dogs there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think.
But that's like saying UFC 100 wouldn't have been as big if George St. Pierre wouldn't have been on the card. People still would have tuned in to see Brock Lesnar, Frank Mir.
Right.
They still would have tuned in to see Dan Henderson, Michael Bisping. I mean, the card's going to be big on its own. And if they had George St. Pierre and they didn't have Brock Lesnar, who, by the way, Brock Lesnar, even though he wasn't the main event, was the biggest draw
right.
for UFC 100, it still would have been a big event. It wouldn't have been as big, but it still would have been a big event.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Can we mix it up and talk a little football for a minute?
Sure.
Talked about Sam Bradford wanting to be traded.
Yeah. And a guy who's – I saw today, that dude's made $1 million per touchdown thrown in his career.
Wow. You know what? So have I.
Yeah. I think all of us have. Yeah,
we're all
well, at least
it.
NFL touchdowns.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the flag football touchdowns, I'm not quite at the same level. But, yeah, for an NFL touchdown, I'm making the exact same amount of money he is. Well, we talked about the Broncos possibly inquiring. Well, and that the price being too high.
Yeah.
Here's what apparently the price is. More than a second rounder.
Okay. This is where the Eagles need to go talk to Sam Bradford and his agent and say, listen, you realize we are the only franchise that was going to pay you this money. The only one. We were probably crazy to do it. And now we've got a situation where, you know, nobody's going to take on your salary. And we don't have any draft picks besides one. We're keeping you. You're our guy. I don't see... Sam Bradford's being a crybaby about this. That dude needs to just go in there, shut your mouth, and make your money, bro. Compete a little bit for once in your life. Don't be handed a job like you have been everywhere else in your career. Go out there and compete and actually be better. And the great thing for Sam Bradford is if this rookie outperforms him, Sam Bradford's still going to make a ton of dough. What's the downside?
This is... what Adam Schefter says, I think they'll get inquiries. The whole thing is, what is somebody willing to pay? Philadelphia valued him at a very high number. They paid him $22 million in guaranteed money. If you go back and look at other quarterback trades, Alex Smith went for 2 second-round picks. Is he Alex Smith? I don't think he's been as productive as Alex Smith. He's not taken a team to the playoffs the way Alex Smith has. So he says, let's say that he's worth one number two pick. Is there a team that's willing to part with a second rounder? Then would Philadelphia be willing to move him for a two? I don't think the Eagles would, to be honest with you. I think it's going to take more than that. So if I'm a team and I'm going to have to give you more than a second-round pick and take on that salary for a guy I'm not sure about, why on earth would anyone do that? I don't care how desperate you are. I don't care if you're the Jets. I don't care if you're the Browns. I don't care who you are. That's a pretty big price to pay for a guy who has yet to do anything. And if you're going to use Alex Smith as the example, Sam Bradford hasn't done anything close to what Alex Smith had done when he got traded.
No.
So, I think it's crazy. Crazy talk. If I'm the Eagles, I keep him. Just, look, you're not going to expect Carson Wentz to go out there and start day one. If you are, then I think you're looking at a season that you're going to have a developmental season, basically. I think they feel like they have a good enough roster that shouldn't be the case. Now, by week 8 or 9, you'd like to have him out there. If he's the right guy. But what if you draft him and he turns out to be a turd?
I think that Philadelphia is doing the smart thing. Not the trading all the... aside from trading away all the draft.
That wasn't smart.
I don't think that was smart. But I do think it's a smart thing to, if you're going to draft a quarterback, if you can give him a year or two,
right.
You absolutely do it. And I think the reason they paid Sam Bradford is to give him a year or two. And Sam Bradford needs to realize, hey, I've got a year or two to basically, you know, earn another contract. And Brett Favre didn't bitch and cry when the Packers took Aaron Rodgers. Brett Favre kept that job for quite a while. And eventually they moved him on. And Brett Favre, remember, got money elsewhere. And that's what Sam Bradford needs to be worrying about. And by the way, not to compare Sam Bradford to Brett Favre.
No,
I mean, Sam Bradford's a guy.
And that the whole Favre situation was a little different because he retired. Then he decided he wanted to come back, and they'd already kind of moved on and were ready to go with Aaron Rodgers. So I think if I'm the Eagles, I don't think they went into it when they gave him that money thinking that they were going to trade up and get Carson Wentz. I don't think there was any way you could go into that thinking you're going to make that trade unless you just decided, well, we're going to pay whatever, which they kind of did. I mean, they pretty much way overpaid. But if that's the case, then, yeah, it makes sense. I mean, ideally, you'd like him to sit a year. But if he's ready by the end of the season, I mean, the things he can learn week 1 to 8, even just observing, even if you get to week 9, 10, and you decide it's time, that's still 9 starts that you're asking the guy to make. So I think he just needs to shut up and play. It's not like there's a market for him. That's the other thing.
That's what I'm saying, I mean, especially with that contract.
Should be counting his blessings that the Eagles were willing to pay him that.
Yep.
All right. Well, that was a bad decision. I'm going to tell you about a good decision. Donating your vehicle to Houston Cars for Kids. If there's a kid who wants to drop out of school, doesn't know what to do, you know who helps him out? My friends at the Houston Can Academies. This is a terrific, terrific school. Well, what they do, taking at-risk kids who have dropped out of other schools, they had problems. Some of them had to get jobs to support their families. For whatever reason, they get a second chance at Houston Can Academy, and a lot of these kids go through and do great things. And it's all because of Houston Can Academies. They work around them, and some of them, who knows where they would have wound up. They may never have gotten out of school, but they go to Houston Can Academies, they graduate, they go on, do great things. And Houston Can Academies, if they need glasses, they help them out. If they need transportation, they help them out. They do things to work with these kids to get them through school and help them live better lives. That's why they need your donation. And that donation is just whatever vehicle you're not using anymore. Could be anything. Could be in any shape. It could be sitting in your backyard. It could be sitting in your garage. It could be sitting out in front of your house, and you've been wondering what to do with it. Well, here's what you do. You donate it to them. They're going to come tow your vehicle absolutely free of charge. They're going to fill out all the paperwork. They're going to make it so easy on you. And your donation is tax deductible. And even better yet, you donate today, you get Astros tickets. That simple. So get rid of something you're not using anymore. Do a great thing. Help change your life. Give them a call. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. And remember, right off the car, not the kid.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Tune into Soccer Matters. It's 7 p.m. tonight. Glenn delves into what's going on with the Dynamo, Champions League talk, plus the Premier League, which looks like Lister is going to win that. I'm sure he'll talk about that quite a bit. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. The 832 asks, Osweiler or Bradford? I'd rather take a chance with a guy.
I'll take the upside because I know what Sam Bradford is.
I think we've seen the best he can be, and it's not very good. It's mediocre to average.
He's a guy who probably by default is one of the 32 best quarterbacks in the league. Just because there's not that many good quarterbacks in the league. But he's near he's in the bottom third of that. He's not a guy I would ever feel good about having as my guy.
And he's had every chance.
Yep.
Every chance. So, and again, I'm not saying Brock Osweiler is going to be a great player by any stretch, but I think the good news is I think there is upside there, and I think his floor is probably about what Sam Bradford is.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
His floor is just a guy.
Yeah, which, you know, go out there and probably have about an 80 quarterback rating, probably be about 19 and 14 on touchdowns, probably have a year like Brian Hoyer had last year, where you win a few games like that, but you're never going to do anything special. And I kind of think that's what Sam Bradford's a sexier Brian Hoyer at this stage of his career. He's got a little better pedigree. He did manage to stay healthy last year, though.
I think he's a little more accurate than Brian Hoyer, but
yeah,
still not a guy I'd feel great about.
I mean, actually, his numbers are pretty close last year to what Hoyer's were.
Yeah.
19 TDs, 14 interceptions. He played 14 games, 86.4 rating. That's almost pretty much
14 games has to be a career high, right?
No. This will shock you. In 2012, he played 16 games.
Okay. That does shock me.
Yeah.
What were his numbers then? Garbage?
No, they weren't bad. 3,700 yards. 21 touchdowns, 14 interceptions, or 13 interceptions. By far his best year. 82.6 rating.
Good for him. Mm. And I'm guessing that's right around the time he got that second contract.
Probably so, yeah. But, no, I mean, really, his numbers were pretty much what Hoyer's were last year. So, but he's prettier.
If you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah. You like handsome quarterbacks.
I do. I prefer them.
And how do you see Osweiler's deal now that all these other moves for quarterback have been made? We talked about this a little bit. I like what they did. Whether it works out or not, they didn't have to give up a ridiculous amount of picks.
Yep.
To move up and get a guy that we don't know anything about yet. And I obviously we talk about panic versus desperation, and people were saying, well, that's panic to pay him that much money. No, it's a desperate move, but they had to get a quarterback, and that's a better move than trading away your entire future over the next 2 years for hope, which you hope you get the right guy. Now they're hoping they got the right guy. You know what? They give him a bunch of money. If it doesn't work, meh.
Meh.
Dustin says, when judging Bradford, I wouldn't look at any of his work in Philly. Chip screwed everyone up with his gimmicks. I missed something. Was Chip there last year? Yeah, he was, and he got fired. What about...
is he there now?
Yeah, is he, well, no, but it was Chip there when he was in St. Louis?
No, he just sucked.
And, yeah, I mean, the numbers from all those places just aren't very good. And at some point, you got to show something, right? And you got to show that you're going to be more than, you know, than Brian Hoyer is. I mean, we accept what Brian Hoyer is because we know what he is. We're not willing to accept it with Bradford because, well, he was a number one pick. Maybe he'll get better. Philip asked, why would Denver let him go? We've been over that time and time again. So, there's no reason to really rehash that, but it's all on podcast arena. But there's
why is Denver being so cheap at quarterback, period?
Yeah, when they, you know, they had in their mind a number they were willing to pay, and they weren't going over it. And part of it was I don't think he wanted to be there either.
Gabriel, I don't think he wanted Gary Kubiak to wreck him.
Well, I mean, there were a lot of reasons for it that, you know, it wasn't as simple as, oh, well, Denver didn't want him. That's not the case at all. Gabriel wants to know, what do you think about Steve Kerr winning Coach of the Year?
I thought it was garbage, honestly. I don't... The guy, what, he missed 25, 30 games at the beginning of the season?
Yeah.
Luke Walton did. He's got the most talented roster in the league, by the way, or at least one of the two or three. I guess you could put Cleveland and San Antonio in that mix, too. But, I mean, he's not hurting for talent there.
Yeah.
Missed a good chunk of the season. My vote would have been Brad Stevens, who took the Celtics from basically a dumpster fire into a team that was near the top of the Eastern Conference almost the whole year. They slipped down to the 5 seed late, but, I mean, that's a team that was drafting top three for a while. And really, who would you say, if I said, Fred, who's the best player on the Boston Celtics, what would your answer be?
Couldn't give you a good answer.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
They have a lot of guys who are okay, and he pulls them together very well.
I mean, and there are... You know, Isaiah Thomas is a nice player, and that's probably the answer.
Probably.
But Isaiah Thomas isn't a superstar, and he's playing like one. And, I mean, they've got Isaiah Thomas and Jay Crowder and Jonas Jerebko. I mean, that's your team, and that team made the playoffs. I think that's about as good of a coaching job as you can do. And he finished sixth in the voting. Sixth.
Yeah, I know he'll never win, but a guy like Popovich, who quietly had one of the best seasons they've ever had, yeah, Dwayne Casey in Toronto, I think those are guys that. Yeah,
Terry Stotts did a
Terry Stotts
good job.
Did a real good job in Portland.
I mean, when you consider, and he finished second, by the way. I think Steve Clifford in Charlotte, another place where they're fairly devoid of talent. You know, I just don't think that Steve Kerr, and by the way, it wasn't really even close.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to look at it and say, well, they just had the best season in NBA history, but he wasn't there for half of it. It would have been, if they'd done that, and Steph Curry had missed half the season, he's not the MVP.
Yeah.
So.
I just don't get that. I mean, there were there's 66 people or 60. He got 64 first place votes. The rest of the field got 66 first place votes.
Yeah, and Stotts was second, but it was distant.
I think it's just lazy. And to me, if you've got talent like the Warriors have, you've got talent like the Spurs have. I mean, I just don't see how you're the coach of the year because you're supposed to. You're supposed to just be able to roll the ball out there.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, no, it's still – you still have to accomplish that, and it's still huge. But the fact that your assistant coach was there for almost half the season, I don't know how you win a coach of the year.
Well, how about Tyronn Lue? He got that job.
But they still had a real good record when they fired the guy. They just decided it wasn't going
to
work.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're going to give it to a guy like Steve Kerr, why wouldn't you – Tyronn Lue didn't receive a single first-place vote.
Yeah.
But Steve Kerr got them all. It doesn't make any sense to me. What do I know?
Yeah, I don't
get a vote.
I don't either. But I get
to bitch about it.
I get you want to reward them for having the great season and all. But I do think that I'd like to see you there for more than 44 games. 40,
exactly. Yeah. All right, guys. Kima Craft Beer Fest right around the corner, Saturday, May 7th. Down on the Kima Boardwalk from 2 to 5. The Kima Boardwalk and 24 breweries want you to come out and spend a day sampling over 72 of the best craft beers in the country, including, like I mentioned yesterday, a lot of the local favorites will be out there. Buffalo Bayou will be out there. Carbach will be out there. And St. Arnold will be out there. But Firestone Walker, Goose Island, Kona Brewing, Ballast Point Brewing, you know, there's a lot of Stone is going to be out there. Alaskan Brewing, Deschutes Brewery. There's a ton of great breweries out there. They're all going to be sampling their wares, and they've all got good stuff to taste. You can get the tickets early. Buy them now at KimaBeerFest.com. Price goes up day of the event. If you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID, you get a discount. I've got no reason why you wouldn't want to go down to the beach and drink beer. You've got to present valid ID at the time of purchase, of course. You must be 21. And again, there's going to be live music all day, beer samples, beer vendors, food. They're going to be giving away T-shirts, swag, things like that. There's going to be food samples out there. You can purchase tickets online, again, at KimaBeerFest.com. Or if you're down at Kima already, you can just go to the ticket booth over there. They'll hook you up with the tickets. Once again, that's Kima Craft Beer Fest. Go to KimaBeerFest.com for details.